Title: Call and Response Melodies for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build a call and response top line that actually survives a drum and bass DJ set, not just a cute melodic idea in your studio monitors, but something that stays readable when the drums are smashing, the bass is rolling, and a DJ is mixing in and out every 16 bars. The core concept is simple. One phrase speaks, the other answers. The advanced part is making that conversation obvious without turning the mix into a fight. Before we write anything, set the foundation so the melody behaves. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but lock it in. Leave global groove off for now. We want clean timing while we're composing, and we can add swing later with intention. Build a minimal drop loop. Kick and snare doing the classic DNB thing. Snare on 2 and 4. Add hats and percussion, but don't overcrowd it yet. Then add a rolling bass pattern, res and sub, even if it's a placeholder. And pick a key, commit to it. Darker DNB loves minor keys. F minor, G minor, a minor, pick one and stay there. Here's why. Call and response only reads if the groove is stable and the track has a clear tonal center. If your harmony is wandering and your drums are changing every bar, the listener can't tell what's supposed to be the question and what's supposed to be the answer. Now decide your roles. This is a big one. You need two different voices, not two versions of the same synth with slightly different EQ. Two characters. The call voice should usually live higher. Clear transient, less sustain. Think lead, pluck, something that speaks in one or two beats and then gets out. The response voice should contrast. Mid-register, more texture. Stab, vocal chop, resampled hit, maybe a short FM growl if you're going heavier. A solid rule. If the call is tonal and melodic, make the response more rhythmic and textural. Or flip it. Contrast is everything, and contrast is what keeps it DJ-friendly. Less frequency chaos, more readability. Now, let's build the call sound using stock Ableton devices. Create a MIDI track and name it Call Lead, Drop and Waveatable. For a fast start, use a basic shapes oscillator leaning sawish. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it tight. We're not making a trance super saw. We want a focused hook. Put a low-pass filter on, 24 dB slope, add a touch of drive. Then shape the amp envelope, short decay, low sustain. Pluck vibe, at 174, long notes smear fast, and the drums will eat your definition. After waveatable, add EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. The bass owns the low end, period. If it's harsh, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Don't guess forever sweep. Find the bite, tuck it a couple dB, then add saturator, soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. The goal is density, not destruction. You want it to feel present without needing extra volume. Add echo, set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep feedback modest, like 15 to 30%. Filter the delay, high pass around 400 Hz, low pass somewhere between 6 and 10k, dry slash wet maybe 8 to 18%. This gives you space and momentum without turning it into a wash. Finish with utility. If you want width, go gentle, like 110 to 140%, and keep mono compatibility in mind. Club systems don't care about your beautiful wide image if the hook disappears in mono. Now we write the call phrase. 2 bars. Here's your constraint set, and I'm serious about these. 3 to 6 notes total. At 174 BPM, less is more. Rhythm should syncopate around the snare. And you must leave space. At least 1/4 bar, even 1/2 bar, where the call stops talking. That silence is where the response gets to exist. Try this practical recipe. Start on the root in bar 1, just to establish the center. Move to the minor 3rd or 5th for identity. Then end with a note that wants answering. Something like the 2nd, 4th, or 6th. Those feel unresolved without needing an actual chord progression underneath. Workflow tip: throw the scale MIDI effect on the track and lock the key. Yes, even advanced producers do this when they're moving fast. It removes friction. Then keep your note lengths short, punchy. If your call is stepping on the snare, shorten it, don't just turn it down. Now the coach move. Design the handoff moment, not just 2 phrases. In DJ-friendly DNB, the magic is usually the last 1 or 2 hits of the call. That's the setup. That's the moment that tells the crowd, answer incoming. So a great trick is to write the end of bar 2 first. Make those final hits feel like a question mark, then backfill the earlier notes. Also pick 1 identity interval for the whole conversation, something like root to 5th or 5th to flat 7. Make sure both the call and response reference that interval at least once. It glues the hook together even when the sounds are totally different. All right, now build the response sound. Create a second track called response stab or chop. Option 1 is a stab using operator. Keep it simple. Sine or triangle, or add some harmonics if you want it brighter. Short decay, low sustain again. Then add corpus, and yes, corpus is secretly amazing for stabs. Tune it to the key, or just tune by ear until it locks. Keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. You want character, not a resonant takeover. Option 2 is an audio chop. Drop a vocal hit, rave stab, or texture into simpler and classic mode. If it's a one shot, turn warp off. Filter inside simpler with a little drive, so it feels like it belongs in the same world as the bass and drums. Then build the response chain. Add auto filter for movement. You can use a tiny envelope amount or a subtle LFO. Keep it classy. Add redux, but lightly, just a bit of downsample for texture. DNB loves grime, but controlled grime. Add reverb, short, 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High pass it so you're not fogging the low mids. Dry slash wet low, like 5 to 12%. Then EQ8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Tame any nasty resonances. If you hear honk in the 300 to 600 area, that's usually the snare masking zone. Clear it. Goal check. The response should sound like a different character replying, not the same speaker with a different sentence. Now write the response phrase. Two bars again. Start by copying the call MIDI clip to the response track. Then change it so it behaves like an answer. Move the register down 3 to 7 semitones, or up an octave. Change the rhythm. The response should speak in the gaps. If the call talks early, the response talks late. Reverse the contour. If the call rises, make the response fall. If the call ends on tension, the response can resolve often right before the next call begins. And here's the DNB rhythmic trick that works in clubs. Place response hits just after the snare. Snare, then answer. Snare, then answer. That relationship is insanely readable on a loud system. Even if people can't hear the notes, they feel the conversation. Now zoom out. This isn't only a writing technique, it's an arrangement tool. We want DJ-friendly phrasing. Think in 16 bar blocks. 1/16 is a statement that a DJ can predict and mix around. Inside a 16, try this structure. Bars 1 to 4, call only. Establish the identity. Bars 5 to 8, call plus a light response, like a tease. Bars 9 to 12, response takes over, switch the spotlight. Bars 13 to 16, both, but alternate every bar for peak energy. In Ableton, session view is perfect for this. Make two bar clips. Call A, resp A, call var, resp var. Trigger them in scenes that represent 8 and 16 bar states. This is you auditioning like a DJ, not like someone drawing blocks on a timeline. And if you want your music to get played, build mix out safe endings inside the drop. A version of the last 16 where melodic density reduces. Drums and bass stay stable, and you leave a small repeating marker every two bars so the track still has identity, while another record blends on top. Now let's talk movement without rewriting MIDI. Automation. On the call, automate a filter cutoff opening slightly every 8 bars. Not a huge sweep, just a sense of lift. Automate echo dry slash wet so it increases on the last bar of a phrase. That's your send it into the response move. Like the call throws the last word into the room, and the response picks it up. On the response, automate the reverb size up on the last hit of bar 2. That tail signals end of answer. And automate utility gain slightly, like plus half a dB to 1.5 dB, when the response is the focus. Micro lifts, not fader slams. Pro workflow, group each sound and automate on the group. Cleaner lanes, fewer headaches later. Now the big mix principle. Turn-taking. Call and response fails when both phrases compete in the same frequency and timing space. So we create separation. Group call and response into a lead bus if you want, but the important move is ducking one under the other. Put a compressor on the response and sidechain it from the call. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 ms so the response can still have a transient if it lands near the call. Release around 60 to 140 ms so it breathes musically. You only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is subtle control, not pumping EDM sidechain. If in the second half of the 16 you flip who's leading, you can do the reverse lightly, so the call ducks under the response. And if you want an even cleaner approach than sidechain, think dynamic EQ by intention. When the call is playing, dip a little 2 to 5 kHz on the response. When the response plays, dip a little 1 to 3 kHz on the call. Even 1 to 2 dB makes space without obvious pumping. Stereo discipline matters too. A great trick is, Keep the main hook mostly mono, then widen only a ghost layer. Duplicate the call. Make the main call narrow, even 0 to 40% width. Then the ghost call. High pass it aggressively at like 2 to 3 kHz, widen it 120 to 160%, and keep it low and level. Now you have width without losing club focus. Before we wrap, let's do quick DJ clarity checks. Loop your drop and ask yourself 3 questions. 1. Can you hum the call after 2 repeats? 2. Can you point to exactly where the response starts without looking at the screen? 3. If you low pass the master to around 6 to 8 kHz, kind of like a rough club and a ear fatigue test, does the back and forth still read? If any answer is no, simplify rhythm before you change sounds. Most of the time, the problem isn't your synth. It's that both parts are talking at once. One more advanced note. Microswing belongs in one voice only. If you add groove, apply it to either the call or the response, not both. Two different timing feels at 174 can smear the pocket fast. Keep the snare as your anchor. If the groove makes the hook feel late or messy against the snare, ditch it. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do today. Set 174 BPM in G minor. Build an 8-bar loop with drums and a basic resub. Write a 2-bar call using only G, B, B, D, and F. Then write a 2-bar response using the same notes if you want, but change the rhythm so most hits land after the snare. Arrange it into 16 bars, first 4 call only, next 4 call plus low response, next 4 response only, last 4 alternate every bar. Then add one automation, echo dry slash wet on the call goes up on bar 4 and bar 8, like a phrase send. Export a quick bounce and listen like a DJ. Count phrases without looking at the screen. Does each 16 announce itself? Can you feel where you'd mix? Recap to lock it in. Two distinct voices. Contrast and register and texture. 2-bar phrases with real space. Clear handoff moments at the end of the call. One identity interval tying the conversation together. Arrange in predictable 16-bar blocks, with density swaps to create A and B energy. Use automation for evolution, and use sidechain or frequency turn taking so they don't mask each other. This audio version is shortened for playback.